Lusar described the saucer as a ring of separate disks carrying adjustable jets rotating around a fixed cockpit. The entire craft had a height of 105 feet and could fly vertically or horizontally depending on the positioning of the jets. Shriver later said the Allied advance into Germany put an end to his flying disk experiments, with all equipment and designs lost or destroyed. However, a George Klein told the post-war German press that he had witnessed the Shriver disk, or something like it, test flown in February 1945. Shriver reportedly died in the late 1950s, and according to a 1975 issue of Luftfahrt International, notes and sketches related to a large flying saucer were found in his effects. The periodical also stated that Shriver maintained until his death that his original saucer concept must have been made operational prior to war's end. This possibility is acknowledged by British author Brian Ford, who wrote, "There are supposed to have been flying saucers, too, which were near the final stages of development, and indeed, it may be that some progress was made toward the construction of small, disc-like aircraft, but the results were destroyed, apparently before they fell into enemy hands." These accounts would seem to be corroborated by a CIA report dated May 27, 1954. As reported in Nick Redfern's 1998 book, The FBI Files, The FBI's UFO Top Secrets Exposed, the document stated, "A German newspaper, not further identified, recently published an interview with George Klein, famous German engineer and aircraft expert, describing the experimental construction of flying saucers carried out by him from 1941 to 1945. Klein stated he was present when, in 1945, the first piloted flying saucer took off and reached a speed of 1,300 miles per hour within 3 minutes. The experiments resulted in three designs. One designed by Mitte was a disc-shaped aircraft, 135 feet in diameter, which did not rotate. Another, designed by Habermohl and Shriver, consisted of a large rotating ring, in the center of which was a round, stationary cabin for the crew. When the Soviets occupied Prague, the Germans destroyed every trace of the flying saucer project, and nothing more was heard of Habermohl and his assistants. Shriver recently died in Bremen, where he had been living. In Breslau, the Soviets managed to capture one of the saucers built by Mitte, who escaped to France.